When we think about young people swept up in a conflict somewhere, we tend to think about young men, but that doesn't mean girls are spared the trauma. On Monday, militants in Nigeria kidnapped at least 100 teenage girls from a school in the country's remote northeast. Residents suspect the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. One of the girls who managed to escape spoke with the BBC.
They took us through a town called Boa. Then one of their cars broke down, and they had to slow down. And then they transferred us to other vehicles. It was then that some of the girls in our truck decided to jump from the vehicle. I also decided to jump with some other girls. We ran into the bush and waited until daybreak before we went back home.
Now, these abductions come on the heels of a blast Monday at a busy transit station in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. More than 70 people were killed. Boko Haram is also thought to be behind that attack. Omoyele Sowore is a publisher of SaharaReporters.com, a website of citizen journalists. What are you hearing from your networks in Nigeria, Omoyele, about these abductions?
We've received a few texts, including one today saying that 50 parents showed up at the school today to see if they can find the kids. And the governor also said only 14 of the girls have been recovered so far. So there are conflicting reports. And we all know this abduction took place for several hours. Nothing came in terms of support for the girls. The abductors came at 9 p.m. and left at 3 a.m. As a matter of fact, they said they made several trips from the school.
It's got to be a shocking realization if you're a parent and one of these girls is your daughters at this school, that they just get abducted like that. Have you heard anything about reaction?
Well, the reaction has been, of course, condemnation and shock. Condemnation to the Nigerian military authorities who have always claimed that Boko Haram insurgency will be over by April, and it's now sounding like April Fool. The only girls who have so far returned home were the ones who braved the odds and jumped out of the trucks and came back home.
What don't we get when we talk about Boko Haram?
What people don't get is that Nigeria is lacking in leadership and resources to deal with this effectively. And the earlier the rest of the world understand this and come to the aid of the Nigerian people, the better for the world, because this is likely going to escalate into a regional crisis pretty soon. They're already making inroads in abducting and kidnapping in Cameroon, anyway.
Neighboring Cameroon, yeah.
So this is going to become a regional problem pretty soon, because these guys are getting more and more emboldened.
Omoyele, you can no longer openly return to Nigeria because of the sort of reporting you and Sahara Reporters undertake. Explain that.
In the last 7 years, we started a citizen reporters platform. And what we decided to do was to just take reports directly from citizens across Nigeria. And some of this reporting that we've done have really, really unearthed a lot of information that otherwise were not known, including, you know, huge bank accounts, homes and their properties, private jets owned by the Nigerian elite and people in government. The Nigerian government can no longer tolerate, you know, our kind of reporting. So they place our names at the airport. And if we're to be found or arrested, you can imagine what will happen to us.
I'm curious, where do you think the Boko Haram story could take you and Sahara Reporters?
Well, you know, it once ended a place in one of their videos where they actually threatened to bomb our offices in New York.
Boko Haram threatened us?
Yes. Boko Haram leadership last year did threaten us because they said we were just revealing too much of their secrets, because we rely on citizens. Some of the people working with them, some of their operatives do actually provide information sometimes. And of course, it puts us at risk with the Nigerian government and, of course, a non-state actor like Boko Haram. We don't know where it would take us. We're more concerned about where it would take Nigeria.
Omoyele Sowore is the publisher of SaharaReporters.com, a website of citizen journalists in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Omoyele. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.